Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Only four teams in each of the last remaining sports here, the spring sports, if you will, spring sports. They are now down to just four teams each that can win a championship. We've got a new poll up, and it's been a while since we've done a poll. Which of these four playoff series, so eight total teams, four playoff series, is the most scintillating, the most delicious, the most interesting man in the world? No, not that. It's the most interesting series in the world. There's a lot of different ways that you can evaluate them, of course. I'm hoping they're competitive, and we have not seen the last of Game 7s this spring season. So the poll is up on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours or on my Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We were treated to three Game 7s in this semifinal round, so we'll see about the conference finals. But it fits so perfectly. Two hoops, two hockey. So Pacers and Celtics will tip off coming up on Tuesday. That's at Boston, of course, the President's Trophy winner. It's coming up at 8 o'clock Boston time. That's 5 o'clock Pacific time. And then Dallas and Minnesota, they'll tip off in Minneapolis on Wednesday, and they will alternate days for a while. Did you know the NBA Finals start on June 6th? That's the opener. And so they do have to kind of hop to it. They can't be doing these crazy schedules in the conference finals where they take 4 days off in between games because they would never get done by June 6th. It is getting to the point where we're about into a holiday weekend, right? We're about into the unofficial start of summer, which blows me away. But in my neighborhood, we are expecting to have temps in the 90s. I know that's not a big deal to a lot of people in the South. Of course, I get it. But in my New Jersey neighborhood, these will be the hottest days of the year so far. Have not yet turned on the AC, but it's getting kind of warm upstairs. I live in a cape, and that means that the heat not only rises, but it's really hard to cool down the top floor of the house because of the roof and how it absorbs the sun. Anyway, so it becomes pretty warm up there. In fact, it's a good 7-8 degrees warmer upstairs a lot of the time than it is downstairs. I cannot sleep downstairs. The dog and I, well, she naps with me for a while until she decides she wants to go hang out with her dad. So she and I will need some AC before long. Thinking maybe a couple more days, but that might be it, because temps are supposed to be, as I say, with the heat index up into the low 90s into Thursday, and then we'll cool off with some, what they're predicting could be violent thunderstorms, which makes me nervous because my peonies have just opened. No, I do not want a violent, windy, rainy, hail-inducing thunderstorm right when my peonies have opened.
Can you put like a tarp around them or something?
I could. The thing is, when they get really wet, they get heavy, and you have to be careful that they don't break. So mine are propped up on, they're kind of mesh racks to keep them from leaning over, from bowing over. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you remember, 2 years ago, they had just bloomed and we got an extremely violent thunderstorm and almost all of the peonies got knocked off their stems, and that was it. I had them for 2 days and then they were gone. They've just started to open. I saw them on Monday afternoon when I woke up, and then I quickly had to get to the backyard to finish mowing, and you're not going to believe what I found in the backyard, so I got distracted by that. But I will take a picture in the morning, on Tuesday morning, because many of you saw the buds that I had opened up in a photo that we put up on our social media over the weekend, and a lot of you were asking for a photo as they're open. So now we've got 3-4 of them open and the others are about to. So I'm so thrilled that they waited until we got back from Hawaii. But I guess I should have expected that, because every year they bloom on my anniversary of signing the papers to become a homeowner. And the date is Wednesday. So Wednesday is exactly 4 years. Uh-huh. Count backwards. 2020, spring of 2020. Buying a house and moving during a worldwide pandemic is as much fun as it sounds. Yes. So 4 years ago, Wednesday is when I became a homeowner for the first time. And the peonies were blooming. Then I have a photo of me with the obligatory sold sign that I'm holding, standing in front of my front door. And so, so next to me are the bright pink peonies. They are gorgeous. They're pretty in pink beauties, I'm telling you. So I will post a photo tomorrow, but I'm going to have to share a couple more photos with you before we even finish up this hour, because you're not going to believe what I found in my backyard. And anyone who has a experience with this or a bit of advice that you can offer me, I'm all ears, because we want to do the right thing. So the yard had, it was really wet, the backyard, and it had to be mowed with a higher setting just because it kept clogging up the mower. So it was taking me a long time. I did 3 hours of mowing on Saturday and didn't finish. And this is a relatively small yard. So I had to go back and finish it on Monday. Figured that I'd give it a couple more days of dry weather and sunshine. So around 6 o'clock Eastern time on Monday evening, I get outside, I get the mower. Bob is cooking on the grill, which was awesome. I get the mower and I fire it up. And the dog is outside with us. Now, she loves to play with her little frisbee and her tennis ball, although I think her tennis ball might be under the shed. But she loves to play and to play fetch and to chase whatever we'll throw. So I was trying to get her to get out of the really tall grass. And when I say tall grass, it was 8 to 9 inches tall. I mean, this is 3 weeks of not mowing in the sun, in the springtime, and it was a ton of rain while we were gone on our honeymoon. When we got back, we couldn't mow because it rained for 4 days. So I know. Don't lecture me on how I shouldn't let my yard get this tall. In this particular case, it's actually a good thing. So I'm mowing and I stop for the first time to empty out the bag and unclog the mower because it's wet and it clogged up after maybe 2 minutes of mowing. And I see the dog is rooting around in the grass. Now, that's not unusual because she does that a lot. She likes to root around like she's a little piggy. So she's rooting around in the grass. And then I hear crying. It's clearly the crying of an animal, but I don't know what kind. So I walk closer to where Daisy is sniffing around in the grass, and the cries grow louder. Now, I think it's a bird because it's down into the ground. I can't see what it is, but I can hear these cries, and it sounds like the cheep, cheep, cheeping of a baby bird. So I yell, of course, Daisy, get her out of there. She doesn't want to. She wants to keep going back there and kind of sniffing around. And then I start yelling, Babe, Babe. So he must have been doing something in the sink because he comes out, his hands are all wet. There's something in the ground over there. Now I back up because I'm a little nervous about what he's going to find. You go ahead, whatever's cheeping under there. I don't want to get pecked by a bird or anything else.
Animals.
He goes over there and you're not going to believe what he found. It was a nest full of teeny tiny newborn baby bunnies. Oh my gosh. Jay, they're so little. Their eyes aren't even open yet. In fact, They were not there on Saturday. That's how recent they were born. Because on Saturday, I heard nothing. We were out there for 2 hours in the backyard. The dog was not rooting around. I'm telling you, these bunnies were born in the last 24 hours. And they are tiny. So here's what I had to do. They were getting nervous about the mower, as you can imagine. It's loud, and it was getting close to their home. So Bob grabs, we have some cinder blocks left over from the shed that got torn down. He grabbed a cinder block and put it over the top of the nest just so that they wouldn't try to come out.
Yeah.
Right, and so that nothing could get in there, and maybe it muted the noise a little bit. So we put a cinder block over the top of the nest. I didn't hear them after that, but I had to finish mowing. But I left a perimeter around the nest. So our entire yard is now clean cut, clean shaven. And in the middle of it is this, I'm going to call it a foot by a foot. So maybe a one by one kind of square of 9-inch high grass. And it's surrounding, it's a perimeter surrounding this little nest.
It's like their little oasis.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to mow any closer to them.
Oh, yeah.
So we left it. Now, we were a little bit nervous that the mama was not going to come back. So I finish mowing, we clean up, he removes the cinder block, and they're squirming all around in there. At one point, and I don't know if this is a response to the light, we see all their faces are pointed up. I'm telling you, their eyes aren't even open, Shay. There are at least four, but I think there are a couple more underneath. So there may have been five or six of these teeny tiny little babies. The hole was no larger than my fist, and it's lined with rabbit hair, right? So Bob did, and I hope he didn't make a mistake in doing this. He kind of moved it out of the way just a little bit, and he was not wearing gloves, so I'm a little bit nervous. Anyway, we go inside, we eat dinner. He goes back out right before dark, and he swears that the mama came back because the hair was pulled over the nest again.
Yeah.
Right, so hopefully she's okay with the fact that there was a human there, and a dog was sniffing around too, and it does look like the hole was covered up with her hair, her fur again, I should say. Anyway,
it's back to the way she wanted it.
Right. So as I spoke near the nest, I mean, I wasn't down. I did take a couple pictures, but I didn't speak until I was standing up again. But they respond to my voice, so they can hear, but they cannot see yet. And we're just going to leave it overnight. But I'm not really sure what we should do. Bob is hoping that she will move them, that she'll pick them up under cover of night and move them. But I don't know if that's what this mama rabbit will do, if she feels like they're safer there. And the fact that they're in this kind of protected grass oasis, I'm not sure.
I don't know. How long do baby rabbits nest for?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, they're brand new because their eyes aren't even open and they weren't there Saturday.
No, yeah, they must have just gotten there.
Right.
And so she's tending back to them like they're brand
yes,
new babies.
So I don't, she's probably going out to find food and then coming back. And since we were out in the backyard and there's a dog in the backyard, I'm first of all really surprised that a rabbit made a nest there, except I guess the grass is 8 inches high. So
grass,
maybe she
right.
felt safe.
Didn't see.
But generally we don't. Remember we used to have groundhogs in the backyard?
At first,
yeah, but we don't anymore because not only was Penny using the backyard when she couldn't walk as well, but now Daisy plays and runs all over the backyard and obviously pees in the backyard. And so that is a sign to these animals not to come in. Now we do still have squirrels, but I hadn't seen rabbits in quite a while. So I'm a little surprised since they know a dog is there that she laid her eggs, that she had her babies in that nest. Maybe she was fixing it while we were gone, right? Because the grass was getting tall and she felt safe in there.
Right.
And now that we've mowed, well, now the babies are in there. And so I don't know if she'll move them or what. But yeah, there's at least four, but I think there's five or six. They were so tiny. Wait, do you see their little ears?
Oh, what a cute little pink bunny rabbit.
I will hug him and squeeze him and call him George.
I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
You have to be one of them, George, at least.
We're not keeping the baby rabbits, Jay. So Bob initially said something about calling animal control, and then I thought, shoot, aren't they just going to get rid of them? There's rabbits everywhere. They're not going to want
a lot of rabbits. Yeah.
Right. Rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks threaten to take over the world, at least the Northeast. So I don't know what animal control would do, and I'm not inclined to mess with them unless it becomes clear that the mom has abandoned them. Then, but I don't know how we would know that.
I guess you'd have to check it kind of maybe tomorrow afternoon around the same time that you checked it earlier in the day and scout the scene. It's become like kind of, I don't know. It's not your responsibility per se.
Well,
but
it's in my yard.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, if mama doesn't come back and feed them, they're going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feed baby rabbits. I don't know. The first thing
what
about
do they eat?
Take
grubs.
I think they probably, their mom probably feeds them first. But yeah, what do they eat after that?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. Grass. Anyway, they're constantly rooting around. They used to be constantly rooting around in the yard. So I guess we would take them to the vet. I know that the vet that I have taken my pets to for years, they actually get rescues all the time. They've told me that people bring in wild animals all the time, and they do that as a service to the community.
That's nice.
So they do rehab animals. I would feel better about that than taking them to animal control.
I would say,
because again, I can't imagine animal control is going to want
to find them a home and care for them.
Right. There's no way. And I don't mean to accuse them of being cruel or anything like that, but
it's
there
not their
are,
job.
Yeah, there's so many wild animals out there, and rabbits are everywhere. What do they care if there's five, you know, baby rabbits that don't make it? But we both love animals and wouldn't feel right about that. So I'm not exactly sure what to do. So yeah.
I think it's flattering that they found a home in your home, right? They found
sanctuary.
Do you
also think it's awesome that there is a 9-inch perimeter of grass around their nest?
Not as awesome, but it's awesome of you to leave them that nest there.
Well, yeah, we weren't going to scare them anymore. So I did take some photos. I'll put them up on Twitter, and then Jay can transfer them to Facebook. I'm not kidding. In the last couple photos, as I say, he walked out there and we were talking. They were responding to our voices. And so a few of them came up to the surface, kind of underneath the fur, the layer of fur that she had combed. It's almost like she matted it down over the hole. Pretty interesting, right? I'm assuming that's her own fur. So
I hope so.
Yeah. So I think that's supposed to keep them safe and keep them, like, it probably smells like her.
Right.
Right.
Feels
and so,
like she's there when she's not there.
Exactly. To comfort them and to make sure that they know she's not leaving them. And as we were talking, all of them kind of rose up to the surface and like poked their heads through, and you can see their little ears. Oh my gosh. I've never seen baby rabbits this small before. I've seen a bunch of like crazy baby bunnies just hopping all over the neighborhood, but I've never seen newborn babies.
These were just born.
Oh, they are tiny. You will not believe how little their ears are. Maybe half the size of my pinky fingernail. Maybe. I mean, they're teeny.
So, how'd you even see them?
Well,
that's so crazy.
As I say, the dog found them, and right, and so that I could hear them, but the dog found them, and so Bob came out and is starting to, you know, I could see the hole. I was nervous about what it was.
Tarantula.
I didn't want to touch it, and so he's kind of digging around in there like a true Texas man, a tough Texas man, and figures out that they're bunnies. We weren't sure if they were chipmunks initially or squirrels, but I don't know that they have their nests in the. Well, I'm not sure where they have their nests. I guess they could all use holes.
Yeah, I think so.
Seems like chipmunks, though, wouldn't do that out in the middle of a yard. They'd be more inclined to, like, hide in a rock
more
or
secluded.
Something. Yeah, they're just so
kinda
tiny.
Like they like their own space. They keep to themselves.
No, they're tiny, and they can go anywhere. They can fit into spaces
too.
Like a mouse can. All right, so I'll post the photos. Anybody who has any ideas, please let me know. But for now, we're just going to leave them and hope that Mama tends to them or maybe that she moves them. And here's the funny part. We're going to be gone over Memorial Day weekend. Bob is heading back to Texas on Wednesday. I'm going Friday because we've got a family wedding. So by the time we came back, if we didn't touch the grass, by the time we came back, that patch of grass will be 2 feet tall.
Three more families are buddies in there by then.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Just what I always wanted.
Oh,
my
yes.
Own little bunny rabbit.
Oh, my gosh. Is this crazy? These are little wild rabbits. Should we just, I don't know. I can't. They're babies.
It's fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
project.
We don't necessarily, a project. We don't necessarily want an entire army of rabbits in our backyard. Could you imagine poor Daisy?
Yeah, she would not like that. They were getting fights.
She was headed right for them again after dinner. So we have to be really careful. Yeah, we don't want Mama to abandon them. So I'm going to have to read up on baby rabbits.
I'm very curious for an update here later.
Are you? Okay. Well, to let you know on Tuesday. But I'm going to post the photos here on Twitter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for
it's not
Tommy
Easter, you goof. These baby bunnies miss the Easter There's boat, I suppose. Maybe that's good. It's like a turkey who gets through Thanksgiving, survives Thanksgiving, he and his turkey family, then they can celebrate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I did put the photos up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. They are so tiny. I've never seen ears that little on a bunny before. And as I say, they're no more than 2 days old. But we were out in the yard Sunday, too. In fact, Bob grilled on both Sunday and Monday, so didn't hear anything. But how could you, I suppose, with the 8 inches of grass blanketing any sound coming from underneath the ground. You can see their ears. They're so cute. Oh my gosh. But their eyes are closed. And I tried to be a little quieter and also to be careful because I'm sure they're terrified. You could imagine that they're just, or maybe they don't know how to be terrified. No, I would think that would be a animal instinct that they would
think so.
Yeah. So if you have any advice, don't know what to do now. We're going to leave the nest with its 9 inches of grass around it in a square foot perimeter and hope that Mama takes care of them, or maybe that she moves them. But they are so little, so adorable. 855-212-4227. Percy is in Oakland. Percy, what do you know about bunnies?
I don't know a whole lot about bunnies, but I think you could call the closest zoo to you and they might rescue it for you.
Who?
A zoo.
Oh, a zoo. Huh. I don't think there's a zoo in my neighborhood, but maybe a vet. Like, we might have to reach in and put them into
I know you mentioned that, but I think if you can call whatever the closest zoo is, they might send somebody your way, because they're wild bunnies. They're not domesticated.
That's true. That's very true. I actually have an aunt who loves bunnies and has had, in fact, she still has 2 rabbits that she keeps inside the house. They have more room in the living room than she and her husband do, than my aunt and uncle do, which is kind of funny. So some people love rabbits, but they don't have a long lifespan, though.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, cool. All right.
Thanks, Percy. I appreciate
the
phone call.
Happy anniversary in the house.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, 4 years. This is my happy anniversary present, a nest of baby rabbits. So that's Percy in Oakland. Again, the photos are up. Jade, you put them on Facebook?
It is up.
Okay, so they're on Facebook as well. I'm just so grateful that I heard them. And here's the deal. Because the grass is so thick and it was still really wet in this part of the yard, I had to stop the mower every 90 seconds to empty it. It was spitting up grass, and that drives me crazy. So I kept stopping to empty it. And when I stopped it the first time, I heard them right away. I knew something was going on. Not to mention Daisy was rooting around in there. In fact, we could almost lose Daisy in the yard, in that part of the yard, because she's a mini Aussie. And they're definitely, she's a runt too. They're definitely not big dogs. And so the grass is almost up to her back.
You ever go to the San Diego Zoo bunny enclosure?
I do love the San Diego Zoo, but I don't recall being in the rabbit enclosure. Oh, you're making fun.
A little bit.
Oh, gotcha.
It doesn't sound like much of a zoo animal, if you ask me.
No, but they do have some animals that are.
Is there a rabbit at the zoo?
I feel like you see close family members of rabbits, no?
Well,
like,
sure.
You'll see moles or
there's moles, ferrets. Maybe.
Yeah.
But a rabbit go in your backyard.
You never know. They might have a rehab program.
Maybe.
Okay, here's a tweet. At A-Law Radio, within 2 weeks, they'll be on their own. Just keep them safe. Mom won't move them and should be okay with humans touching them. They grow fast. Actually, I do not want to touch them. I don't want to freak them out. So I won't be doing that. But I'm glad to know that she's not afraid. I hope she won't abandon them. John on Twitter, I had a nest like that in my yard. They're so adorable at that size. Right, but that's not helpful. What do I do? Let's see. Another tweet. This comes from Vegas, it looks like. The mom rabbit stays away from her kits. I mean, baby bunnies is what I was calling them. He says they're kits. So as not to draw attention to them, she visits them to feed them every day. Unless you disturb them, then she may abandon them. No, 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 no. We're not disturbing them. So yeah, if you have any advice about the rabbit's nest, not hornet's nest, a rabbit's nest.
Kits?
Kits. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Really?
Right. If you have any advice or if you have any experience with it, please let me know. JB is in Michigan. JB, any advice about the baby rabbits?
I got a few things you might be interested in.
Okay.
The way you find out if mom's around, put a whole carrot, because a baby rabbit can't even think about eating solid food until they're 3 weeks old.
Right.
Put a whole carrot right next to the nest.
Okay.
Wash the carrot and don't touch it. Use a paper towel so your human scent is not on the carrot.
Got it.
Check it the next day. If it's been chewed on, mom's around.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. And my husband's pretty sure that she came back at some point in the evening because he had kind of left. I mean, there was a ring of her fur around the hole, but it certainly looked like it covered the hole more when he went back out there just before dark. So hopefully she came back to check on them.
Yeah, they need food at the most every 24 hours.
Gotcha.
Really, it should be 8 hours.
Okay, gotcha. So, well, hopefully, we're just going to leave her alone or leave them alone then. So
and you're they'll not be real rabbits until they're 5 months old. So you're stuck with them for a while.
Real rabbits? What does that mean?
Well, they can be on their own.
Oh. So mama's got to take care of them. Mama's got to take care of them for a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what that patch of grass would look like if I left it for another 3 weeks? Forget 3 months. No joke. I hope they don't stay in the nest that long.
Well, I had 7 of them one time.
Wow.
And they're right there with mom. They're not going nowhere until at least 3 months.
Okay. Well, as long as they're not still in the nest, I wouldn't be able to mow.
Yeah, well, they'll follow mom around.
Oh my gosh, so cute. I can't wait. I think there's probably 5 or 6 of them. They're all piled on top of each other.
I had 7.
Oh, so adorable. But I don't want to touch them. I won't touch them. All right, JB, thank you so much for the insight.
You have a good evening. Thank you.
855-212-4227. If you haven't seen the pictures, they're now up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. And they are tiny. Marco Belletti's here in studio. Do you have a yard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you ever had a rabbit's nest in your yard?
Nest I never noticed, but I do have a bunny family.
Oh.
That lives next to the gopher family underneath the deck.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was mowing on Monday afternoon, I heard crying. Dog was over rooting in an area in some really tall grass. Don't judge me. The grass is 9 inches tall. We were gone for 2 weeks. Then it rained for a week. So anyway, they were hidden in there. And I hear the crying. And my husband comes out and he's kind of gently looking in the grass and realizes it is a nest of newborns. Their eyes aren't even open. You have to check out the photos on Twitter. They have the teeniest little ears. Oh my gosh, they're not even as large as my pinky fingernail. And they're crying. And there's got to be four. We saw four, but it looked like there were two underneath as well. And so we left them alone. We kept the dog away.
Right.
And right now, I'm not kidding, there is a foot perimeter, so a square foot perimeter of really tall grass that I just left around the nest. But it's the funniest thing ever. The entire backyard is mowed now, finally. It only took 3 hours. And there's 8 to 9 inches of grass in a big perimeter around their nest.
I think you have to leave that.
Just leave it?
Well, I mean, you don't. It doesn't have to get 10 feet high. I mean, you can chop the top off. You don't need the, you know, I don't know if you've got a hatchet or anything, but you can cut the top. You don't.
I've got some knives.
I would say you would need to leave that wherever the nest is.
Yes.
Give them a little bit of room.
Okay.
For however long that takes.
Yeah.
I never noticed. I don't know why, but I got a family of all kinds. Again, we got the gophers, we got the rabbits, and there's a mother deer and two fawns that come. I swear, it's either the same deer or they tell each other, because it's always a mother and two kids, and they come and they eat from this certain bush that I have in the back of the yard.
Right.
And it's every night.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah. Well, once they know they're safe, they have a good routine.
Yeah, I know. This is going on for a few years.
So you don't have a dog, right?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't have any pets.
Gotcha.
So I think basically.
Actually.
Yeah, kind of. Like you might.
Yeah, kind of.
They think you do.
Yeah, well, again, they hang. So I've never seen a nest or anything, but yeah, if you're going to, it's. It's nature. You got to let them.
I used to have.
They'll be okay. They'll come back.
I used to have groundhogs and moles, and they would dig holes in the yard, of course. And also tons of rabbits, birds. I do have a couple of cardinal pairs and a couple of blue jay pairs, but they stopped coming around once Penny started using the backyard more often.
Right.
So now the groundhogs are gone. They used to live under my shed, and now they're gone.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have any pets, and I don't do anything. I mean, you want to. The deck is falling apart. It needs to get changed. So it doesn't. You want to eat the deck? Eat the deck. What do
eat
I care?
The deck.
It doesn't matter.
Chew on the deck.
They basically
any termites are around that would like to chew on the deck?
I don't have termites. That I made sure of, and that I take care of. But I mean, what am I going to do? I can't stop you, and I'm not going to. What are you going to pour stuff underneath the?
Let them live. All right. Let's talk to Andrew, who's in Cleveland, and he works on a reserve. Andrew, what you got for me?
Hey. First of all, I want to say congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
And this is Andrew, and Mikey's not with me. He's in Miami. We did the jingle for you some years ago.
Oh, my gosh. We love that. In fact, I'm not even sure producer Jay has heard it. We need to bring it back for him. Awesome. Thank you again.
Cool. I wanted to say, as far as rabbits go, because I have a little food truck and I have a little vegetable garden in the back.
Nice.
But one thing I noticed with rabbits, be wary of the large birds that will kind of pop up. Definitely, because they will come down and take care of business. So
no way. They'll eat them?
Yes.
Are we talking about birds of prey, like turkey vultures?
Like no, like hawks and more like hawks and falcons. Vultures eat dead things, but you want to definitely keep an eye out and see if any new nests pop up, like in the trees all of a sudden, because you know, they have, like, binocular vision, but definitely.
Yeah, no, I definitely know that. Well, that's good that I guess I left the tall grass around it so they can't see into that area.
Good job.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the insight. Anybody else want to help? Joe in Michigan's on the phone. We have to get to our break here, but 855-212-4227. In the meantime, we've got four series left in hoops and hockey. We're down to the final four in each of the sports. We're asking you which is the best of the final four playoff series. And if you got to win a game seven, this is one of those past or present questions, but if you've got to win a game seven, what athlete must you have on your roster? I am going Larry Bird, Steph Curry in basketball. I know, super original, but those are my two.
Past or present? Give
Doesn't
me Jordan
matter.
All day.
That's true.
All day, every day.
Jordan's
give me
freaking
Jordan.
Amazing. I feel like everyone was going to pick Michael Jordan, so that's why I didn't.
No, and that's fair. I mean, it's not like, I mean, how do you go wrong with Larry Bird or Magic Johnson? But I'll take my chances with Jordan. I'll be fine there.
All right.
Considering he only played in two game sevens, if I remember right, though. which is weird.
That is weird. It's pretty odd considering his legacy. Champion, obviously. Jay, what about you? Who are you taking in hoops?
In hoops? Mm-hmm. Oh, it has to be hoops now?
Well, just right now, and I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Let's build some suspense for your hockey answer, okay?
Actually, I had a baseball answer is where my mind went first, but weirdly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But hoops, how can I not go Jordan?
All right, so two MJs. I'm going off the beaten path with a Steph, best three-point shooter in the history of the game, and then a Larry Bird because he's my all-time favorite basketball player. 855-212-4227 if you want to see pictures of baby bunnies. Oh, my gosh, their ears, they're so little. They were crying. It felt so bad, but we managed to leave them a perimeter, and hopefully Mama will take.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, 6 ribs, 3 links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Of them tonight. You can find that on both Twitter and Facebook.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We got a lot going on. We've got a question for tonight's show. We've got a poll for tonight's show. And we've got baby bunny photos. I've never seen them this tiny before. I just know they were not there on Saturday afternoon when I was laboring through 3 hours of yard work. Didn't even get the whole backyard done, partly because it was so wet that we needed it to have 2 more days of drying out. It's a lower point in the yard. And so I went out to finish the yard on Monday, and I hear crying after one stint with the mower. I really only ran it for 90 seconds, but I heard crying. The dog was rooting around. I thought it might be birds. It sounded a little bit like the high-pitched cheep of a baby bird. And my husband comes out and starts kind of digging around. He was being pretty careful and realizes they're bunnies and they're tiny and their eyes aren't open and their ears are so cute. They're bright white. In fact, you would almost think their ears are eyes. I mean, they're smaller than the regular sized eyeball of a mama rabbit. So we think she came back on Monday evening because the fur covering the nest was moved. It was kind of spread out over the opening of the nest. When the bunnies heard us talking, they started stirring again. And they got a couple of really good photos of their tiny little faces and their ears. So check them out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. Goodness, between peonies opening and now a 9-inch perimeter around the baby bunnies. And by 9 inches, I mean that's how tall the grass is. I left them a little a grass fence, if you will, to try to protect them. So they, well, I didn't want to run the mower any closer either because I didn't want to freak them out. But let's see if Mama comes back, if she moves them, or if she just decides they're safe in that large oasis of grass in the middle of the yard. It's not like it's in the corner somewhere. Nope, it's right smack dab in the middle of the yard. Nice. I bet that looks fun on Google Maps. You ever done Google Maps?
Yeah, yeah.
My mother loves. Yeah, she loves Google Maps. 855-212-4227, Twitter and Facebook. And I'm hoping that they're okay and they're not too scared. We talked about animal control, but I don't really want my husband to call them because I'm worried they won't really care and we'll just take the bunnies and then we'll let them pass away. And I just don't feel right about that. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Michigan. Joe, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Hey, I just wanted to, it was probably about 10 years ago, we came home and I found little bunny parts all over my yard.
Oh, no!
We didn't even know the nest was there until my dog found it first.
Oh, no!
So I just kind of wanted to warn you about the dogs. Even, and she was only 2 years old, a little Shih Tzu poodle, the nicest little thing.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that dogs would go after another animal like that.
We had no idea. And, you know, I'm walking around the house and I just found pieces.
Oh, no.
And it was, you know, we think she was just playing. She thought she was playing with them.
Oh, that's probably the case.
I had my two young daughters at the time and they were just devastated. But
oh, I can imagine.
I just kind of wanted to warn you about your dogs.
Okay, definitely be careful of her. And we are, Daisy, once we figured out that that's what she was rooting around in, we made her go inside. She's actually afraid of the mower anyway, so she wouldn't have wanted to stay outside that much longer. But yeah, I'll definitely do that because I don't want them to be scared or afraid or anything like that.
Yeah, and she probably just thinks she's having some fun, you know. They didn't. I know ours didn't realize it, so just wanted to kind of warn you about
that. Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe.
Thanks. Oh, sure.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, yep, take care. Bye.
Rajiv is in California. Rajiv, what do you think about the bunnies?
Hey, Amy, first of all, adorable pictures. Absolutely adorable.
Aren't they
Thanks
so cute?
That. They are so cute. I was curious if you had any, you mentioned about the sounds that they made. I wonder if you had any video that you could post, because that would be really cool to sort of hear that, because I've never heard baby bunnies.
I hadn't either. That's a good idea. No, in that moment, I didn't do a video, but I could, because I'm sure we're going to go out and check on them.
The other suggestion I have is, I know the other person has suggested a zoo, which is kind of hard to come by, but you can also check with, like, if you have a local wildlife rescue organization,
right,
you can call them and get opinions about that. And when you first mentioned nest, I thought you were going to say birds or something, you know, sort of down on the ground. But when you mentioned bunnies, I was like, oh, my God, that's so adorable. So,
yeah, they're really teeny. Their ears, oh, my goodness.
You said they're the size of your pinky?
No, not half of my pinky fingernail. Yeah.
The whole bunny.
No. I mean, the ears are so tiny. You know. Yeah, they almost look like the tip of a Q-tip. That's maybe how big the ears are. Yeah.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad you don't have like one of those like wildlife like motion sensor cameras or like a ring camera or something set up in your backyard so you could sort of like check out to see like when the bunny, mama bunny comes.
When she shows up.
Exactly.
Or a motion sensor light.
Exactly. Well, even just the activated camera, right, without the light. But yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like that from the third picture with the hair sort of covering it back that the mama sort of come back for it.
But, I hope so. I hope she's not as easily scared because that would be really sad if she abandoned them.
Yeah. But it's adorable. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course. Thanks for listening as always.
Hey, take care.
Clint is in Dallas. Clint, before the top of the hour, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of switch a little to the subject. For hockey, I would probably want one of these big-time goalies, maybe Patrick Waugh, Dominik Hasek, because, you know, guys like that can just pitch that shutout and never have to worry about it.
Right.
In basketball, it's interesting you guys bring up Michael. I'm sure that Michael will get a lot of votes. The thing was, he was so damn good, he never played in Game 7. He never allowed you to get to Game 7 on him.
Yeah.
So I'll go Kobe. I'll vote Kobe. I'll take Kobe Bryant.
Yes, the killer instinct.
My question to you was, and I want to get your opinion, there's a lot of talk on podcasts from a lot of these, a lot of NBA guys about how possibly a lot of the non-American-born players are getting a little disrespected, especially Jokic and Luka. And they feel like a lot of guys are giving the opinion of that ex-NBA players who are American-born are getting a little, and even maybe some of the players in the league currently are kind of getting like, man, this was our sport, and these guys around the world are kind of taking over. Because really, if you look at it, possibly the top four players in the league right now are all non-American-born players. I know SGA is Canadian, but the other three, Giannis, Luka, and Jokic, are from Europe, or even further, being, you know, basically Russia. So I was curious, because, I mean, like, when you watch the TNT, like, when Kenny Smith was like, this guy, and they all looked and said, Luka doesn't make your first team NBA, and he goes, no. 30-point triple-double this year? That's a little strange, and I feel like there might be something to it, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Clint. I appreciate your phone call. I would definitely believe there's some territorial element to this. Not that basketball is an American sport, because it's not. It's a worldwide sport. And a lot of times these players that are so young, like Luka, he came in as a teenager, Wemby as a teenager, right? They come in because in their world, in their countries, you're not only playing, maybe you're playing pro ball, but you're playing with your teams, your national teams, going back to when you're much younger, and there are fewer guys to choose from. And so for that reason, a lot of these guys are groomed from a much younger age, so they're more pro-ready. I understand why there would be, again, jealousy, maybe a little territorial element to it. But here's what I say. If you don't want the best players in the league to come from another country, well, then play better yourself. I think it's only better for the NBA. And it's not just NBA. It's NHL. Think about Major League Baseball and the number of star players now that come from either Latin American countries or Central American countries. And so you're talking about global sports now. Even in the NFL, you've got a few that come from outside the United States. Though, Roger Goodell, the NFL, football, it's still our sport. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.